Let's catch up with Craig Neiman, the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo, and happy birthday for yesterday, Steve.
Thank you very much. You sounded a bit better yourself there today, Craig.
I'm getting there, Steve.
Back in the workplace, yep.
I am back in the workplace.
And there's a chance to meet your local councillors coming up.
Yeah, so all three wards are out and about over the next few days. So the Epilock Ward councillors will be out at, Tannery Lane, Enterprise Oval at Tannery Lane, Streffieldsay. So they'll be there on Friday at 3:30 p.m. That's tomorrow. Lockwood Ward councillors will be at the Kangaroo Flat Primary School in Olympic Parade on Sunday at midday. And the Whipstick Ward councillors will be at the Long Gully Community Centre next Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. So this is, again, the council's getting out amongst the community and just listening to the community and having a chat about what's of importance to them. And so we very much encourage community members to come along and have a chat to your local councillor.
No bookings or anything?
Tell them what you think and what you
need. No bookings or anything needed, just roll up?
You can turn up and just make sure you have a good chat and let them know what you think about Greater Bendigo and how things are going.
Good stuff. The extension of outdoor dining, that's happening through a little longer through till next year, which is fantastic.
Yeah, this was a state initiative that they fast-tracked during last year, during COVID, and when we opened up, said, well, let's create as much opportunity for hospitality businesses particularly as we can. So we responded really well and quickly to that. 51 businesses took up that opportunity, and if you drive around Bendigo and central Bendigo particularly, you'll see a fair bit of evidence of where they are. So we're offering those businesses the opportunity to extend that through to the end of April next year. We'll have to go through a bit of a process again just to make sure that what they've got is what they need and that it's not impacting on others around them. Not everyone agrees with this outdoor dining opportunity. So we've just got to make sure we talk to everyone and get the right actions put in place, make sure it's safe for people that are dining and for commuters and others around them. But a great initiative by the council to extend that.
Yeah, a little bit problematic, I guess, over the next couple of months, but certainly, spring, summer, outdoor dining in the evening in Bendigo is just wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, very attractive.
Yeah.
So the works on the Bendigo Town Hall have gone well?
Yeah, it took a fair while, Steve. We want to look after the Town Hall. It's probably our most prized asset in the city, community building. It's sort of our home, if you put it that way.
Apart from yourself, of course, Craig.
Yeah, well, the community's home, we'll call it. So it's really important that we restore that and keep it in good order. And we gave it a really big facelift over the last probably 2 years. People would have noticed a fair bit of scaffolding that was around it for a fair while. Lots of painting and replacement of individual pieces, the capping, the tiles on the roof. We even repainted the clock faces and the hands on the clock. So a fair bit of detail went into all of that. So great to see it back, looking fantastic, and it is a great asset for our community and one which we are all very proud of.
Yeah, and it's good to think that it's not just for us, it's for people in the future too, isn't it? It's going to be there
That's right.
A long time, yeah.
That's the plan is to look after it for in perpetuity, really.
Yeah. Or in Bendigo. Now, can't take me anywhere. Now, what do they say? You've got to take me everywhere twice, second time to apologise. Yeah. One of the great things about the council and all the councils in the various shires is the input from communities. And so the community vision to create a bright and happy future for Greater Bendigo, I mean, that's always very exciting.
It's been a big process we've been going through for all of this year. People might have heard of Imagine Greater Bendigo, which is a project where we've been talking to the community about what their future needs are 10, 20, 30 years time. What they love about Bendigo today, or the Greater Bendigo area, but what they want to see in the future. We had 65 people gave up their time all of last weekend to spend time together, and they were randomly selected, so they didn't know each other when they walked into the room. And they developed a fantastic community vision. I'll just read it out. Greater Bendigo celebrates our diverse community. We are welcoming, sustainable and prosperous, walking hand in hand with the traditional owners, our custodians of this land, building on our rich heritage for a bright and happy future. And the word happy is a really important one in there, isn't it? We'd all love to be happy all the time. So fantastic work by that community group. They are representative of the community. Council will use that vision to help develop the council plan over the next 4 years and really focus our effort to try and make sure we can deliver on that plan, on that vision.
Okay, so the Seniors Festival is coming back.
Yes, the end of this year, October this year, 3rd to the 10th of October. So we couldn't have these things last year, so our seniors love to get together and have a great time, so we're calling on clubs and groups and different organisations to become part of the festival, so asking them to express an interest in being involved and letting us know what they would like to contribute to that week-long event. So anyone that's interested can go online or just phone our customer service centre on 5434 6000, and we can help them out there.
Terrific. All righty. Well, listen, Craig, as always, great to catch up. Plenty happening, a lot of stuff we couldn't get through, but it's all there on your website as well if people want to find and check it out. So thanks for that, and we shall talk to you next week.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you very much.